Americans celebrate Labor Day with picnics and barbecues, but Park City has its own quirky way of marking the national holiday. KUER's Judy Faze has this report.
Park City dedicates its end of the summer celebration each year to its history as a silver mining town. Jim Lee is with the Park City Rotary Club, which sponsors the day-long festivities for Miners' Day.
This was way back 117 years ago when the whole town was all mining. And because of that, they decided to make Labor Day Miner Day in celebration of the community itself rather than just all the laborers, because most of the laborers were miners.
It's a uniquely local event. Besides a pancake breakfast hosted by St. Mary's Catholic Church, there's a 5K foot race and the running of the balls, where thousands of yellow golf balls are set loose down the steep Main Street. Mucking and drilling contests in the afternoon commemorate the kinds of skills that Park City's original working class needed to extract silver from the surrounding mountains. And of course, there's a parade. Lee advises arriving early to get a good spot.
And maybe you're on Main Street, and maybe you've got the Bloody Mary cooler right there, and a lot of friends. That's the best part of it, I would say, is coming to participate, but seeing all your friends along the sidelines, but also in the parade, because it's still a small town.
The parade had 50 entries this year, including Lily Occam's karate school. They were preparing to wow the crowd by doing kicks and breaking boards.
It's going to be awesome, and it's about having fun and enjoying all the other things people can do and stuff.
The Miners' Day Parade welcomes politicians and candidates, but only if they wear funky costumes. Summit County is one of the few strongholds for Democrats in Utah, and the Democrats had a big float. Republican State Representative Craig Powell came too, literally running for re-election in coat and tie and running shorts. Judy Faze, KUER News.